there are some things you just don't want. I mean, I have some stuff I don't want you knowing. But how many of you know that the Lord knows everything? Every thought before is formed in our mind. He knows everything. And he's still not ashamed of us. How can he be so holy, so perfect, and be so at home with imperfect people like us? Do you remember when the Pharisee Simon invited him to a dinner? And all these holy high command in their holy regalia were all there. And then one woman that do not belong, that was not supposed to be there, they called her a sinner. And theologians say she was a prostitute. Fancy, Jesus is at dinner in your house with all the general overseers, the big ones, and then a prostitute walking. Anybody have an idea what a prostitute might look like? With 6 inches shoes and all those things wrap around, a little skimming, everything pop-up, Brazilian hair. Something more. I believe as he walked in there, some of those holy hush-hush, the heart was beating boom, 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 boom. Do you know why? Some of them patronize her at night. They criticize her by daytime. And they must have thought that their business is about to become public. Boom, boom, boom. And then they watch her go to Jesus. I wonder what was on their mind. Some of them might have been saying, we think that this man must not be as holy as. And they watch her collapse at the feet of Jesus. Hello? And the tears were pouring. Oh, expensive tears. Every drop, tap, touches heaven and touches eternity. Bible says God catches our tears in his bottle. In other words, God has a laboratory for tears. When the tears leave you, boom, it goes on the lab. And your message that you cannot voice are all visible to God. And she had enough of those tears to wash his feet and pull the pin back. Use her Brazilian hair. Makes you want to get one. Just for the feet of Jesus. When you are going to rapture, come, ladies. I was kissing him over and over. When I look at it, I see that the whole meeting became reduced to her and Jesus. They locked everybody out of it. Are you hearing me? And think of it. And I tell myself, what could have happened? How did she come uninvited? Then it started to occur to me that at night, overnight, she had a visitation. The Holy Ghost came knocking on her door. Said, lady, one man is coming to town. Every man you've ever known wanted a piece of you while rejecting you. Your uncle, your relative, people who were supposed to protect you, they damaged you. But this is one man that is coming to town. He's not asking for a piece of you. He's giving everything, including his life, for you. Every fornication, any immorality you've ever done, he's going to use his life to pay for you. It broke her heart because she thought she was so unlovable. How can anybody love me as I am, enough to give up their life for me? She couldn't wait to get there. Are you hearing me? So even though she was not invited, she braced the elements. She knew she was rejected. She knew they hated her. It didn't matter suddenly. Hello? They were all covered in white, although inside them they were like decorated tombs. Suddenly it didn't matter. All the piercing, gazing, hostile staring. Later, it didn't matter. Even her own condition, she became totally unaware. When people really enter into the presence of Jesus, they become unaware of their. It doesn't matter anymore. All that matter is the King who loved me, the King who knows me, and yet is comfortable with me. And I think that is really worship. Worship that takes us beyond our pain, takes us beyond our problems, whatever we call them, takes us beyond our broken places, takes us beyond our distortion, until we can see the King and pour our love on him. Life has taken so many things from us. This is one thing that life cannot take from us. Our love for the King. Our ability to love him, love him, love him, love him, love him. And you know what is so wonderful? It's meaningful to him. Are you hearing me? They invited him to dinner even when they didn't like him. They said if he was a prophet, he would know what kind of woman this is. So they didn't really like him. It's amazing. People may not like you and still want you to come to their church. You know that can happen. They don't even like you, but they give you a flyer to come to church. So you can make up one of the numbers on the roll. Hey, don't do that, church people. Make sure that your motivation is love for people. And if you love people, you pray for them. If you criticize and condemn them, you can no longer pray for them. Are you with me? Why don't you lift up your hand? Without the music and fanfare, just appreciate him. Appreciate him for coming to you, to your level. I'm looking at somebody in the back area. As I look at you, I see the milk flowing. Supernatural provisions is flowing powerfully. Powerfully. Give him the glory. Give him the glory. Give him the glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. My precious Father, I thank you for the privilege of your presence in this house tonight. Help me to say a few things to your people that will help them and put things in perspective for them. Lord, we thank you, we bless you. We give you glory and praise. Open my lips. Open my heart. Open our heart together. Everything you have for us, let it go out. Aha! We arrest the power of a timely death. You have no right over any here. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We are under that shadow tonight. We break the power of untimely death. Every arrow that has been fired from the pit of hell, we disengage you. We disengage you and command you to backfire in the name of Jesus. I bring forth the sprinkling of the blood. Mazole bradoste, jando levreniskate. Somebody is experiencing the hand of God. Sometimes to time, a portion of your head becomes hot in the front area, unaccountably hot. I rebuke it now. That demonic program, I rebuke it now. I rebuke it. I command it to go. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. There is somebody in the house, you are experiencing divine intervention. Before a breakthrough in your life, you have one particular kind of dream. Every time the dream comes, you yourself know it won't happen again. You miss that season. Right now, I go forth in the realm of the spirit and I edit that code out of your system. Whatever that code was written, I edit it out. I edit it out by the blood of the Lamb. I edit it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you tonight. Walk in our life, oh God. Oh, 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 oh. I see in the realm of the spirit, somebody, there's honey presented before you, you are licking it. And as you are licking it, I'm hearing lick more, lick more, lick more. Listen to this, listen. Listen. Opportunity is about to open to somebody. Listen, 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 listen. When something opens to you, maximize it. Don't be in a celebratory mood and take only some. Maximize it. Take everything. Because everything that God is giving you is necessary at the next level. Are you hearing me? Some blessings are coming. You will need all of it at the next level. So take it all. Take it all. In the name of Jesus, I release the spirit of wisdom and counsel to you in the name of Jesus. Ah, I come against the spirit of frustration. I see some of you there, the enemy is bringing you satanic distraction and frustration. I arrest that spirit of 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 frustration in the name of Jesus. May the hand of God rest upon your affairs. Reprogram, redirect. Grant you speed and acceleration. Oh, I see the hand of God moving to the young one in the area of academics. I see academic challenge being resolved by the power of God. By the power of God. By the power of God. Mali produce gidi bade. Zusele tete. E guta mandeli breste. Yuzilinda regede. Rasol tete. I release the spirit of academic excellence. No struggle. No struggle. No struggle. In the name of Jesus. I see another person on this side. Your career involved traveling. I see the hand of God coming, giving you acceleration. It's giving you acceleration. Quick, quick, quick break, 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 breakthrough. It's coming to you. It's coming to you. It's coming to you. If I have been talking about you for some time now, as I'm prophesying, come here quickly, run here. If I was just talking about you now, run over here. Quick, 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 quick. Please anoint them, woman of God, man of God, anoint them. If I was talking to you specifically. Come. Don't waste time. The things I said concern you, come over here and be anointed very quickly so that we can go into the business of the day. All right, woman of God, please. Jizanda rabazote, ebreteskete, ruzuzuzu vozoto shata rabazate, rakata mande. Can you tap her? She's one of the person I was talking to. Jinkatala bradosto flegede. Pastor Ade, can you come over here? Let her anoint you. We're one of those I'm talking to. Boshanda rabazuzete, brekete, te. Mandele bradozota la bradagata. Your breakthrough begins now. Your acceleration begins now. Your provisions begins now. Your mercy begins now. Mozotete. Hashanda da 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 da. Rapotusa ta 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 ta. Rakapata. Usher, stand behind them, please. If somebody is laying hand, woman of God is laying, you just stand there. Rakoto manembre de. Daughter, lift up your hand. Lift up your hand to heaven. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive a new dose of the Spirit. Receive it. Come on. Pick it up. Le poto shande de. A new dose. Touch a belly. Mandele bosata. Yes. Fire in your belly. All right, move quickly. Amen. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. Somebody. Amen. Please be seated briefly. It looks to me like the heat is a little bit up. Okay. Take it down a little bit. Let's save on some electricity. Amen. I'm going to quickly do a small exploration in the world, and then I'll bring my precious wife, anointed prophetess, firing prophetess, to lead us in warfare. I noticed something here. We want to look at various dimensions of the glory of God, amen, and hopefully the Lord permit me tomorrow to delve into metamorphosis. In the glory realm, what it would take, if the Lord permit me, I said, I'm thinking in that direction tomorrow, but I want to give some little perspective today and then bring her again to hammer home one of the prayer points we were doing yesterday. Amen? One of the things as you grow older in this thing, you don't just want to do things, amen? You want to do only the things he's doing. You've talked about from glory to glory, but one of the firm, strong issues I'm confronting since yesterday, God seemed to be taking this church to a place of financial level. Amen. You've never been before. It's just so strong. Because I move around, I keep coming back to you. So let's just look at glory dimensions briefly, can we? It's a good place to start to record if you want to record. My goodness, I'm having interruption. There's somebody on this side. The Lord is going to deliver you tonight. Ooh. My goodness. Something is happening to you. Something from heaven is happening to you. It's a game changer for you. I see a rope on your right ankle, spiritually. Every time you are moving, you reach a point and you can't go past that. And something that is so readily in front of you, you can't take it. I come back to square one. But I see something in your hand. I believe an angel of the Lord is handing you something. Listen. It looks like this mic with fluffy like a flag. And I see you moving with speed. So divine acceleration is coming to you. It's coming to you. And God is going to move you. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. All right, quickly, glory dimensions. The technical department, walk with me tonight. The scripture you have for this event, I believe, is from 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Is that it? Verse 18. Oh, it's already there. Thank you so much. Oh, wow. God is awesome. I cannot but respond to heavenly interruption. Are you hearing me? Because the person I'm talking about just moments ago, I saw the rope is gone. It's gone. And I can literally feel the anointing on your ankle. The oil on your ankle. The rope is gone. It's gone. Hallelujah. But we all with unveiled face. Which means there's a veil. A veil of darkness. One of the things that I saw, I just like beat on myself a little bit. Why didn't I plan a little prophetic workshop for today? Just to give some people tools. How the prophetic works. That could have been so nice, really. Hallelujah. There's a spiritual veil that the enemy uses to cut people off. In this same chapter, something like chapter 4, verse 4, it says that if our gospel is he to them who perish, who the God of this world has what blinded their mind. Why do people not come to enjoy Christ? There's a satanic shutter. They can't see it. Or let's pray a breakthrough. For you are in Christ because somebody somewhere prayed. And the prayer broke through. The veil was taken out. You say, huh? And you say, what about you wasting my time doing in the other side? All right, now when you come to Christ, are you with me? The enemy still wants to operate that veil. Are you there? In the book of, I believe, Isaiah 25 or something like that, the Bible talks about the veil that is cast over all nations. He said he will take away the veil. He will rip up that veil. So from time to time, as if we really want to see prophetic happenings among us, we have to pray in tongues, speak in tongues to command the veil to lift so that there can be a flow. Bible says, when this veil is taken away, oh, thank you. That's a good guy. He's taking us over there. But I just was still on this huddle hand. He said, when this veil is taken away, who takes away the veil? The Lord, the Holy Spirit. Say with me, the Lord. The Holy Ghost. You must understand that the Holy Spirit is Lord. If it's not Lord in your life, it's not governing your life, you will miss many opportunities to glorify God and have a blast. Are you there? So when the Holy Spirit steps in, he lifts the veil. And when the veil is lifted, we see the Lord as he is. Hallelujah. When I'm going through the scriptures, I'm shouting and crying. Because this morning, I was reading my Bible, the things I saw, I was weeping. And saying to my wife, look the word. When the Holy Spirit comes, he takes away the veil. I was looking at 24 hours in the life of Jesus this morning. Oh! From one thing to the other, no boring moment. Stuff happening. There will never be another boring moment in your life. You will be target specific, living a meaningful life As you walk on this path, the Holy Ghost withdraws the veil and we see the Lord as he is. When we see it, metamorphosis begin. Say metamorphosis. Yeah, there is a spiritual metamorphosis that God intends will go deeper tomorrow. Amen. But in the meantime, let me just stretch our mind a bit. There are glory what? Dimensions. Glory dimensions. We touched briefly on it yesterday. I figured that I was doing a lot of shouting. So you were probably responding to the power side and less to the words. I'll do less shouting, hopefully, right now, until my wife comes to do the remaining shouting. Amen. 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 There is a personal glory. I mentioned that yesterday. There is a family glory. There is a financial or wealth glory. There is a career or ministerial work glory. Different dimensions. And the Lord navigates us through them. The objective of the Lord is to take a man, give him a dream, and begin to navigate. Like he took Joseph, and he gave him a dream. Are you hearing me? His dream brought him troubles. If your dream is worth living for, it will bring you troubles. And if your dream is not worth even dying for, then you won't be able to live for it. And there is an easy way to kill people without a gun. Steal their dream. They are dead. If your dream is taken away, you have no momentum. You have nothing to live for. You are just passing through time, responding to whatever comes on your plate and surviving and paying bills and sitting in one small quiet corner in the church and looking for ministers to take the devil off your head. Binding the devil is good, but it's not the ultimate. There's a better way to punish the devil, is to find your dream and live out your dream. Your living in your dream is a way to hurt the devil. The devil have enough demons to supply for you to bind until you grow old. Are you hearing me? Paul said, I fought the good fight of faith. What is the good fight? A fight with a dream. I am going somewhere with my life. So anything that stands in my way, back off. Back off. Back off. You see where fighting becomes meaningful? Don't give me that funny Saturday night look. Do you understand what I'm saying? My dream is to get to where Pastor is. And when I go there, I will be the man and the woman that God designed me to be. So I am moving there. As I move there, things pop up. Whatever the devil brings, bam, bam, bam. I conquer one devil, it brings a bigger devil. So every devil you conquer promotes you to a bigger devil. Are you hearing me? If you are somebody without a dream, you say, I'm tired. It's always fight, 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 fight. That means you don't have a dream. You are fighting for survival. And you want the battle to be over soon. Huh? A woman that is having labor is having labor because there is something coming. Yes, are you hearing me? Yes, are you hearing me? Yes. Let me pretend that my wife is not here now. Because I follow her during my children coming. The first child, when it was coming, they got a voice and said, ah, it's not every 1 minute. It's not every 1 minute. Hey! Before she said, hey! I said, honey, sorry. She said, don't touch me. I said, okay, shall I leave? He said, don't go. Something was coming. Something beautiful. The labor was long. It was 13 hours. I cried. I prayed. I mean, if your husband follows you to labor, he will respect you for the rest of your life. Oh, because he will see how helpless he is. You can't tell the woman, let me take some of the pain. You can't. You're just helpless. I was on my knees praying. I said, God, make it quick. He said, your baby is coming. You see what she's going through? If you want your life, you have to take it like this, through blood. Are you hearing me? It's your dream that keeps you going, that gives you momentum, that make you come back up again. They knock you down, you say, it's not over yet. Boom, 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 boom. They knock you down. No. Have you watched some terrible boxing and wrestling? Where is they hit somebody so hard, you think he's out. He shake his head again. Because he's still fighting for that trophy. You must fight for the trophy of your life. You have a dream. Say, I have a dream. You can't back off. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Dream makes you fight meaningfully. We'll see that pattern later. But let's look at something about glory dimensions still. Luke chapter 4. Oh my God. I went off preaching. Luke 4. Are you there? Then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Ghost, returned from the Jordan, was led of the Spirit into the wilderness, being tempted for 40 days by the devil. And in those days he ate nothing. And afterwards, when they had ended, he was hungry. And the devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread. Hey, it was not about food. It was about his identity. Are you hearing me? The devil used his hunger to attack his identity. Hey, Jesus were to perform to prove, then he doesn't know his identity. Are you hearing me? Say, just give me, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. Keep going. The devil taketh him. The devil taking him up on a high mountain. Look at this one. This is a good one. Show him what? In a moment. And what did he say? The devil said, all this authority will I give you. And what? For this has been what? And I give it to whomever I wish. Are you hearing what he said to the Lord? The devil was not lying here. There were kingdoms. Say kingdoms. And each of the kingdom has glory. Political kingdom. Entertainment kingdom. Are you hearing me? Fashion kingdom. Are you hearing me? Petroleum or energy kingdom. These are various kingdoms, spiritual kingdoms, political kingdom, business kingdom. Listen, church is not a place where everybody becomes a preacher. Church is a boot camp. The apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists is given to equip you to go and conquer some mountain. Are you hearing me? There's a mountain that your destiny was designed to conquer. Some of you are designed to conquer political mountains, business mountains. Are you hearing me? Academic mountains, some career level that will bring God's glory. Are you hearing me? There are some families here that were supposed to give birth to children that will be millionaires before they reach 20. That's a mountain to be conquered that God has put there. Some scientists that will invent some things that will rake in billions are here. Are you hearing me? Some children that will design computer games, different kinds of things, but some of them are wasting their time playing the games that other people have designed. They fail to realize that there's something crying out inside them for creativity. It's not to be wasted by killing that brain. The more you look at those computer games, the more your brain is shutting down. Are you hearing me? These are kingdoms. They have glory. Are you there? Political glory, business glory, financial glory. My God, a couple of times in my revelations, God will show me that financial garment of financial glory. When I first saw it, a bright, shiny, white agbada, God was dangling it to my face. I said, what is that? I said, this is financial glory. If I put it on you, you'll be smiling true. Hi! I said, Daddy, put it on me in a hurry. In a hurry. Are you hearing me? There are levels, levels, levels. Amen. And it's the Holy Spirit operating through the word on this altar to navigate those of you here. Your spiritual GPS is in motion. Every day you come to this service is reloaded. Some people have missed it, rearrange it, and recalculate and reroute. So every time you are coming here, something is happening about your destination in the adventure of glory. Hallelujah. Can we see some people? The devil offered Jesus all those glory without a fight. Anything you get without a fight will be at the pleasure of the giver. Are you hearing me? If Jesus were to accept it from the devil would have to dictate his life, dictate his program. There are some of you right now, you have certain type of job, you are doing it at the pleasure of human beings. And it's your training ground. God used to prepare you. Some of the people you are working for right now who are calling the shot over your head, in another 10 to 15 years' time, you could employ them. If you allow God to rewire your thinking, if you just think I'm an immigrant who have escaped poverty in the third world to live in a God bless America, you're wasting your time. But if you know you are a man of destiny, you are a woman of destiny, you are a child of destiny, you are going to create businesses, you are going to create platforms that will employ Americans, black, white, Asian, Hispanic, and you are going to offer paycheck to millions of people, you start to develop the mindset that God can use. Let's see the testimony of some people. Let's look at the Lord himself on the issue of personal glory. John 17, 3 to 5. John 17, 3 to 5. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Keep going. I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world began. Are you there? Yes. This is Jesus that has been doing his ministry, doing all those wonderful things. One time he took his disciples to the mountain, and spiritual metamorphosis happened. You know, zap himself for them to see the real glory. The one that they have been dealing with. The things that demons were frightened of that they never knew. He let them see briefly. And he finished all that the Father, he said, if his Father, I want you to do something. Put on me again the glory I had with you before the foundation of the world. My original personal glory. Are you hearing me? Because the work was done. And when that moment came, and he went back and reappeared to John. John that used to sleep on his breast. He used to ask him questions. When he put on that glory, John saw him in Revelation. Whoa! He was like a dead man. He's seen the real deal. Can I pray for you now? May you not leave this world without people seeing the real deal inside you. May this generation see what God has placed inside you before your time on the earth is over. Oh my God. There are people in the church with identity crisis. Until they know who God is, they won't be able to know who they are. God has a burden, and he sent the Holy Ghost to help him with that burden. He is to take you on the journey of introducing you to you. There is a version of you that you are yet to meet. A portion here, a portion there, a portion there, a portion there. If you walk with God, you will eventually meet all those versions, and they will come together. When they come together, you don't beg to be recognized. You don't beg to be recognized. You don't beg to be recognized. People will know that you are who you are. And you can declare like Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 15:10, by the grace of God, I am who I am. And the grace of God upon me is not in vain. There were some people in the Bible. You see, God will say, I know you. He said to Abraham, I know you. To Moses, I know you. What does it mean? In other words, they have become what God designed them to be. God said, I know you. Ah. Let's just leave that matter there so I can stay on track. There is family glory. Can we look at 1 Corinthians 15:41? Are you there? Thank you so much. There is one glory of, another glory of, and another glory of, for one star differs from another star in glory. This is a family. It's talking about family and the average. If you remember the dream of Joseph in Genesis 37, he said he had a dream, the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars made obeisance to him. And the father understood the meaning to be the moon, the mother, the sun, the father, and the 11 stars, the brothers. Oh my God. So in a family, the mother, the moon has a glory. Are you hearing me? And someone that really paid a price to release what they carry on their children. And those children don't play with mama. There are some children, no matter how rebellious they are, they say from time to time, call mama, mommy, pray for me. Because they know she does it. Are you hearing me? Even when nobody, if they get crazy, really crazy, they call their mother. Mama will say one or two words, we penetrate. Are you hearing me? In my unbelieving days, we literally worship my mother. My mother was not born again, but she had a spiritual authority that was derived from marine spirit. Are you hearing me? So that my mother will notice about her children. One day, we were visiting with my senior brother. And that marine stuff came upon my mother. A demon, And she was just restless. Brought an egg, circled her head, smashed it. She was behaving weird. We could tell something was wrong. An hour later, my senior brother came who he had been in an accident. My man knew. This is one reason people didn't offend their parents, because if their parents are angry, things begin to go wrong. Are you with me? But that's on the negative side. What about the positive side? When your father and mother are connected to the God of heaven. When your born again mother put her hand on her womb, I want her up there. I begin to utter some prayers concerning you. He will freeze that devil that is bucking your head. Are you hearing me? Are you with me? God gives them the parental authority, the glory. The father is fire. It's like the son. You can't look him in the face. Bow down your head. Are you with me? He protects, he provides. Mother soft power can even turn fathers and navigate him and deliver the thing. So that till tomorrow, some of my children, when they need money now, guess who they are calling? Mom. Guess what they really mean? Mom, take it from daddy and send it to us. When I see the test, I say, look at these little games. Never will it not end? Why not at least give me some privilege too and call me? Come on. Mommy, I really need a little cash sharp now. And mommy comes to bend the head. Cash sharp. Hallelujah. But the children, Bible say, there's another glory of what? The stars. And one star different from another star. Number one, all the family, every child is a star. Hello? Stars are uncommon. Stars, they are up there. Stars, they shine. In other words, no matter what the devil is doing now, each child will still shine. Oh my God. Even the child that looks like nothing is going to happen, that child, we shine, we shine, we shine. You will see God stepping. Keep calling on him, mama. Keep calling on him, papa. The Lord will do it. Are you hearing me? Ooh. And he said, one star differs from another star in glory. So you just in one child take off, boom, making waves academically. First degree, second degree, PhD. The other one is struggling to finish first degree, up and down, up and down. You start wondering, what's going to happen to this one? You watch. The God of the PhD is the God of the first degree. It's taking them somewhere. He's taking them somewhere. If you keep the prayer going, the divine GPS is navigating, navigating, navigating. Boom! And when you step back, let's see everybody. That is why we don't give up on any family member. Are you with me? Okay. The glory of the family cannot be complete if one is allowed to be flushed down. The Bible said those members that are weak in the body, we give them more attention. Are you hearing me? Because those ones that the devil isolate and face, they carry something that is heavier than every other one. You should take a look at my book on Destiny Under Fire. Those that God has destined in your family to be burning and shining light, devil can send them when their star arrive. And he start to fight. Put some funny ideas in them. You see them rebellious. You see some characteristics, you're angry. As a matter of fact, you see some of your own characteristics that you are angry about in them. It's a giveaway. They are going somewhere. Don't give up. Don't back up. Don't hang your phone on them. I don't mean that you shouldn't correct them. I just say maintain the hand. The eternal The Bible says, underneath are the everlasting arms. Make sure you are maintaining those hands on your knees. Ha, ha, ha. Keep prophesying over them on your knees. Keep saying, don't say it, the Lord, on your knees. The devil has performed a hijack. He will give up. Are you hearing me? Can I make this quick? So I like my wife's preaching. I labor to make a point. She can just go boom, 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 boom. I make sure you have the giant size of their sorrow when we get back. Hallelujah. Say, my family glory will not be rubbished. I refuse to let the devil have even one. Everyone that God brought into our family will call for the original glory upon them. None will be missing. None will be lost. In the mighty name of Jesus. Are you there? There's career ministerial glory. Can we just look at it a little bit? Let's look at Genesis 45. 13, quickly. Genesis 45, 13. Oh, he's already there. This guy is smart. So you shall tell my father of all my glory in Egypt and of all that you have seen, and you shall bring my father. You shall hurry and bring my father down here. Are you hearing me? This is a young man that was stolen 22 years earlier. The father thought he was dead. Can I talk to somebody now? That family member is not dead. It's not gone. It's not gone. Can I prophesy? That family member will be all right. We'll be all right. We'll be all right. We'll be all right. We'll be all right. Ha, 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 ha! True, very ferocious, virulent witchcraft. He was taken away violently. What was special about him was ripped apart. Drop! In the pit, pulled from the pit, sold into slavery, from pillar to post. But that hand was navigating. There are two attributes of the Lord that is tough and powerful. They are stated in Psalm 78, 17 to 72. He compared him to David. He said he brought David from following the Jews, great with young, to feed his inheritance, Israel or Jacob. He said he fed them according to the integrity of his heart and guided them by the skillfulness of his hand. Those two powerful things about the Lord guarantees that every one of us will arrive safe. In his integrity, he's committed to us. Oh my God. In his integrity, even when you give up on your child, he doesn't. Said, my father and my mother forsake me. Why? They are tired. The Lord will pick me up. How? He will bring your father and mother back on the job. Many times your father got so angry. And God said, if I gave up on you already, you won't be here. You didn't know when God spoke to your father, he repented. He came behind you again. Why? Because God wants to make sure you arrive. Are you hearing me? This Joseph that is talking, 22 years after the father have mourned him, put him off as dead, he said, go and bring my father in a hurry. And as you go, tell him of my glory in Egypt. He was the lord of the land, the governor. Are you hearing me? The one they say, let us kill this dreamer and we shall see what will become of his dream. Unknown to them, his dream was to protect them. His dream was to preserve them. Hi. Some people that will oppose you the worst are those you are sent to save. Are you hearing me? And they are going to get some beating, even though you ultimately save them. They will get beating when they turn you off. Ha, 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 ha! They will get into some troubled waters. Finally, God says, it's time for me to make the connect the dots. He send them the wind of poverty. And poverty can tutor people. Navigated them to Egypt. And when they got to the Egypt, say, when we see the man, you see the man, that man is a great man. When we see him, everybody, I give you this signal, Reuben, all of us, one time. They go there, get the choir signal, boom. When they landed, the Holy Ghost used handkerchief to clean Joseph. I say, Joe, can you remember? The dream. See them there. What do you make of God? You think he's weak? Because people misunderstand you and they mistreat you. Some little witches and wizards are fanning you. They are fanning you in the direction that God wants you. Everything they do to you just navigate you and move you. That's why I say keep your dream alive. If you are not living for your dream, then you are reacting to circumstances. Life becomes boring. If you have a dream, your heart is beating well. Keep moving. Keep moving. As they are pushing you, you will arrive. Are you still there? They bow to him. Not once. Read it. You see, they bow more than once. And then when he finally revealed himself, they were terrified. Say, no. Don't be angry with yourself that you sold me. You intended evil. But inside the belly of the evil, God accommodated a plan. Are you hearing me? What was meant to kill you, bringing you to the top. And we know. Say, and we know. All things work together for good to them that love him. Do you love him? Everything that is thrown at you will work for you. Are you still there? All right. Final one. Financial glory. Genesis 31, verse 1. Wow, this guy, they fast too. Before I wake up, he's already there. Ah, are you there? Genesis 31, verse 1. Now Jacob heard the words of Laban's sons, saying, Jacob has taken away all that was our father. Say transfer. And from what was our father's, has he acquired this what? All right, give it to me, King James. Let's go to King James. Give me King James. And he heard the words of Laban's son saying, Jacob has taken away all that was our, and of that which was our father, has he gotten all this what? Glory. So glory is translated as what? Well, it's financial glory. Are you hearing me? Hey, there's one prayer that I'm praying this year and it's working for me. Shall I give it to you? For a small offering. The prayer is this. God, show me your generosity. Are you hearing me? I'm a human, but from time to time, I take it upon me to show people my generosity. And I see how it affects them. Are you with me? Somebody expecting me to send $100. I send an amount that can make the person start a business. He said, what do you mean? I say, it's for you. Are you hearing me? So what about God, who is without limit, pick you out to demonstrate his generosity? Pick out your family to demonstrate his generosity. Are you there? that will be the game changer in this hour, because the hand of God, my God, I was preaching last weekend in Raleigh. In the middle of the meeting, I just suddenly see something. I see God looking at people, and I could see the spotlight on their face. Their face begin to glow. And the Lord told me, speaking to some people, I want to do something in their life that cannot be stopped. Give them momentum that cannot be slowed down. Are you hearing me? If that's not a local thing. If he's doing it there, he's doing it here. There are people here that God has settled his countenance upon. Even the anointing is bearing testimony in my hand. As I'm saying, I'm feeling the tangibility on my hand right now. It's right there, right there. People are. God is giving momentum, momentum, momentum. Giving you momentum, acceleration, acceleration. Can I bring my wife to pray? There's something I want us to deal with. If you remember in 1 Samuel chapter 31 or thereabout, what happened to David? David and his men went out. Are you there? While David was away, the city of David was burned down. His wives, his children were taken captive. Are you there? No, chapter 30, not 31. His wife, his children, everybody were. Let's read it, then you lead the prayer. Please, Pastor, a few minutes to pray. And it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire and had taken the women captives that were therein. But look at the next line. Read with me the next line. They slew not any, either great, but carried them. How come they didn't kill some and carry the rest? The hand of providence. In the worst situation, the providential provision was guaranteeing that you can recover. Because that which is killed can be recovered. That which is just captured can be recovered. Are you hearing me? They went their way with them. So, has something hijacked the destiny of your family members? You are the warrior. Amen. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
You are the curse breaker.
Amen.
Something has hijacked your generation. They are waiting for you.
Amen.
Something has hijacked the body of Christ. They are waiting for you.
Amen.
Something has hijacked the church organization you function in. They are waiting for you.
Amen.
They will not wait in vain, because you will arise. Go on a little bit. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was what? And their wives and their sons and their daughters. Their wives, their sons, their daughters. They were on the other side. I want to ask you a question. When their sons and wives have been taken in the enemy's camp, what do you think their wives and their children are thinking?
Where is our father?
Is daddy coming for us?
Somebody is waiting on the other side. Are you coming? Or will you not come? Are you understanding it? Your life is not an ordinary life. You are the curse breaker. You are the shame remover. You are the reproach remover. You are the one that ends the pain.
Amen.
You have been through pain yourself. So was Joseph. You've been through shame. So was Joseph. You'll be through misunderstanding, blackmail, ridicule. So was Joseph. But he was a curse breaker. He was a shame remover. He was a reproach remover. He was one that even ended his mother's barrenness. Are you hearing me? Please read a little bit. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and what? Until they had no more natural. When things happen, we will react naturally, but not the end. Keep going. Then David and David's two wives were taken captives. Ahinoam and the Jezreelites, and Abigail, the wife of Nabal, the Carmelite, who followed him. Why did the Holy Ghost bring this again after he has already told us their wives are their king? I mean, David has a personal stake. These were important people who trusted his leadership. Are you hearing me? Any person trusting you will not be put to shame. Amen. Those who are waiting for you will not wait forever. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him because the soul of all people was grieved. Every man for his sons and his daughter. And David did something. He encouraged himself. One important strategy of warfare, nurture your spirit, nurture your soul. Learn to go before God to revalidate you, to reaffirm you. Don't be looking for the thing that suck your energy. You are looking at the problem, it's sucking you, and you are still there. And when it's time to pray, you don't have real energy to pray. Disconnect from the insult. They want to take everything that belongs to you. They want to foreclose on you. Don't disconnect. One of the problems is that people tend to attend to their problem too much. And that's exactly the devil's strategy. He hides behind your problem to gain your worship. If it looks like heaven wants to fall, let it fall. There's one person on the throne. And you disconnect from the threat. And you go before the Lord. He will rearrange you. When he rearranges you and bring you out, you will walk through that gate. And the gate will apologize. God, every time you come before the presence of the Father, something comes upon you that the enemy cannot handle. Oh my God. If you are just going to be looking at the problem and running after the problem, it will make you spiritually naked. And the insult will multiply and grow. But disconnect. He encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Listen to the next. Faith coming by hearing. Go ahead. And David said to Abiathar, the priest, Ahimelech, please bring me the ephod. He wants to know, hear from the Father. When you hear from the Father, you gain momentum. When you hear from the Father, you gain clarity. The doctor delivered a verdict. It's cancer. It's malignant. It's spreading. You have not heard the final word yet. That's a human opinion. And you are running from hospital to hospital. You may as well just buy a casket and put your house in order. Because you are reacting to that thing, the devil has you where he wants you. But if you will just say, all right, how bad it, Delta, how many days do I have? You have 1 week. Okay, 1 week is a long time. Throw your key away. Tell your wife or your husband to lock in that room. Say, don't open until you hear the shouts of victory. No phone, nothing. Your physical Bible, not iPad Bible. And stay there. It won't be long before the angel of healing will show up. Are you hearing me? Am I talking to somebody? David heard God say, pursue after them. He said that if I pursue, will I overtake? God said, let me just go beyond your question. You will not only overtake, you will recover everything. Why will he recover everything? Because even in the worst moment the enemy was hijacking, God made sure that nobody's killed. He put their mind away. Just be drinking first. You will kill some later on and rape the other later on. Just keep them going. They didn't know that they were preparing a rat for David to come and collect their own head. Enough. Honey. Follow this woman now. Let's pray. Come on, come on, come on. Let's pray.
Can we all stand up? Hallelujah. Somebody shout a big hallelujah. It's restoration time. Come on, say restoration time.